Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. We as Christians have an exclusive. Our Savior lives. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 3, gives to us an account of the disciples talking with the Lord Jesus after he had risen from the dead. And the scriptures say it this way, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. During that time, he walked with them, talked, he ate in their presence, he appeared and disappeared at will, and he comforted them, he instructed them. Our Savior lives. I think back in the scriptures of a number of things that people have shown that man is prone to choose that which they can make and prop up. And one case is that in which is found in the book of Judges, in which Gideon has to, he tears down the altars of Baal, and the people are upset. They want to defend Baal against and protect Baal against Gideon. We want to get even with this man for what he's done to Baal. Well, if Baal is a god, why didn't Baal speak for himself? We look further in the scriptures. In 1 Samuel chapter 5, we have the account of a man who, or God, rather, Dagon, after the ark of the Lord had been taken, and the Lord permitted this to happen because the people said, "Fetch the ark, it will save us." The Lord is teaching them there is no salvation in any object. Salvation is in a person. Salvation is in a relationship with the living God. And so the nation of Israel fetch the ark, and the Lord allows that ark, which indicated his presence and his blessings and his choice of Israel, he allowed that to be taken into the hands of the Philistines. The scriptures say in verse 2, "When the Philistines took the ark of God, they brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. And when they of Ashdod arose early on the morrow, behold, Dagon was fallen upon his face to the earth before the ark of the Lord. And they took Dagon and set him in his place again. And when they arose early on the morrow morning, behold, Dagon was fallen upon his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord. And the head of Dagon and both the palms of his hands were cut off upon the threshold. Only the stump of Dagon was left to him." So these people set up their God. They had to prop him up. They had to place him, and yet they were trusting in him. And then in 1 Kings, also we have the account of people defending Baal. Well, in our day, we'll have people who will defend Buddha and other gods, and those who have come proclaiming themselves to be mighty gods, and they themselves died, and someone had to bury them. Someone had to see after their bodies when they died. We take, for example, Muhammad. There's a place you can go to where his body was placed. You cannot find a place where the Lord Jesus' body remained. You can go to the place where his body was placed, but look at the place. See, he's not here. He is risen, as he said. He claimed to be God. He demonstrated that he is God. He demonstrates it again and again and again by making anew the life of the sinner, by giving us hope and help, by answering prayer and comforting and strengthening his people, directing us in the way. Our Savior lives. We have an exclusive in this world. The Christian has one Savior, the resurrected, the risen Savior, the Christ of God, of which God said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Walk with him today. He sees you, he is with you, and will comfort." Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.